Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a lifeguard at a California beach accidentally drove over a woman who was laying in the sand. Now, apparently, the woman was somewhat buried in the sand, so the lifeguard didn't see her until he was driving over her. Now, she was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening issues. But unfortunately, these things happen. You might remember a few months ago in April, a so-called motherhood content creator displayed her motherly prowess when she accidentally ran over her own kid in the driveway. Now, again, the kid survived, but the mom did break his pelvis. Oops. But hey, man, accidents happen. You know, sometimes you run over things. Sometimes you accidentally step on something. Woman in Florida, she was attacked by an alligator after she accidentally stepped on it while hiking, and it responded by biting her arm and leg. But again, she survived. Another guy, he was chased around his own yard and into the street, all caught on Ring doorbell camera. When he was chased by a mama deer, you see, apparently the fawn was laying directly at his front door. He did not see it, stepped on her. Fawn said, "Mom." Mom got pissed. This is a white-tailed deer, but he wanted no part of it. But also, he survived. But that's not the case for a guy that stepped on a single wasp. One wasp. Thing stung his foot. Dude dropped dead. Now look, when we're not driving over stuff or stepping on things, sometimes we accidentally sit on things. Sometimes we sit on pets. Sometimes we sit on our own children. Or in the case of one Florida man, he accidentally sat on his own gun and shot himself in the penis. That's how luck worked out for him. So today we're talking about those moments that we unintentionally made contact with something via our feet, our asses, or our vehicle. Which leads to today's question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. We want to know, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hello, Michelle. So away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4557. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Brand new submission.
All right.
This comes from your best friend, James.
James.
And he's talking about Rick Sutter, who was a horrible duck sitter, but he took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. His duck was sick.
By a dog. I'm not sure where the slip-up could be there, but that's what's coming up on Ted versus the FCC at 4:35. Also, a special guest on the program today, as he has his own show, Speed, on FS1, I believe.
Yep, that's where I watch it. He's got a podcast.
Legendary NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick is coming up on TV Time with Ted. He is racing this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, up at the Evergreen Speedway. And his son is going to be racing against him, which has got to be a pretty cool thing as far as the sport. I'm sure it's been done numerous times.
It used to be fun playing basketball with my son, except now he can beat me, so it's not as much fun.
Well, here's the interesting part about his son. Now, he is driving up there tomorrow. His son is 13. Now, if you know anything
14.
About... 14.
Not that it matters,
actually. Well, if you know anything about the driving age in Washington, it's 15, right? You start there and take your, you take a test or...
It is weird how that works. So you can drive... Like, you can race.
Right.
But you can't drive on the... So you can drive recklessly.
You can drive as fast as you want in a race car. But no way you're getting on I-5. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, you're not going on a date.
There was a video, I think it was last year or the year before, like one of the top drivers in Formula One right now, Kimi Antonelli. He had been racing karts and everything, so he had his license from the FIA, but he didn't have his Italian driver's license yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's crazy.
Look, this guy's got a car. His kid's got a car that he can race on the track. He goes home. He can't go to the store. He can't drive to the movies.
Although, to be fair, when I was 14 years old, if they said, look, you can either just drive fast on a racetrack or you can drive yourself to the store. I'm taking a racetrack.
Yeah.
All the time.
But as far as different styles, different cars and everything else, Kevin Harvick has won in just all kinds of different fields as far as motorsports is concerned.
Sure.
So he is definitely a legendary racer. And we're excited to have him coming up at TV Time with Ted. That's coming up probably about 5:20 or so. Of course, the weekend's here. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday time.
Yeah.
Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man.
this is your fault.
Jam on. And today we have a Seattle World Cup matchup inspired Bad Choice Friday. As you know, Iran is taking on Egypt tonight.
Correct.
At Seattle Stadium. I believe that gets underway at 8 o'clock this evening.
Damn, that's late.
So, we have pitted two artists that represent each of these fine countries against each other.
Oh, yeah. I think we nailed it.
On a Bad Choice Friday.
I think we nailed it.
Okay. So, representing the country of Iran, give it up for a flock of seagulls.
There it is. Right there. I'm pretty sure the Iranian team plays this before they take the pitch.
That's how they get fired up. Play a flock of seagulls.
I couldn't get away.
And I ran.
Yeah, and I ran. Yeah. I ran from a flock of seagulls. They are representing Iran today on a Bad Choice Friday.
Yeah.
Now, representing the fine country of Egypt, give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for the one and only wild and crazy guy, Steve Martin.
Castle wants this one to win.
No, he does not.
He was just I hope Steve Martin wins.
We already did Walk Like an Egyptian.
Right.
You know, but from the Bengals, we had to come up with a different tune.
Yeah. I think this is, what else do we have?
And Walk Like an Egyptian didn't win last time. So we had to put a more of a powerhouse song up.
This is the one.
To take on a flock of seagulls.
Ryan Castle, our music director, did not know this was a song. He thought it was merely a bit for SNL.
No, this charted. This song
no
was
way this charted.
Yes, it did.
It did.
The Billboard? No, it was.
My brother bought the 45 way. When we were kids. I'm not kidding you.
Look it up, seriously.
Oh, my word.
It charted on the Billboard chart. When I was growing up, you could hear King Tut on the radio.
They absolutely played this on the radio.
You can hear it on the radio today.
They played Pac-Man Fever. They played The Streak.
They played a lot of garbage.
Yeah, there was a lot of crap on the radio back then. This was one of them.
Oh, my God.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live or you happen to check the show live on YouTube there at KISW Rock as we put the poll up in both places. Now, on to the question. Today, we're going to talk about what did you step on, sit in, or drive over that you wish you didn't. And we'll start with a story that goes down in California where a 20-year-old woman has been hospitalized after being run over by a lifeguard at a popular beach in California. The incident occurred just this Wednesday at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It happened at Francis Beach. It's kind of part of Half Moon Bay State Beach, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, they responded to the area of the beach following reports that a California Department of Parks and Recreation lifeguard vehicle had struck a person. The vehicle had reportedly driven over the woman, who has not been identified as she laid on the sand. Initial reports have indicated that the driver in question might have been distracted during the incident.
Maybe.
The woman was taken to a local hospital.
Her name is Sandy.
Now, the victim's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening at this time. A witness who was in the area camping with her family at the time of the incident said, "Me and my cousins, we saw cops running over to the beach, so we went to check it out, and a girl was buried under the sand."
All right.
Another witness says, "We saw that they were digging out a woman who had gotten run over. It was awful that she got run over. Hopefully, everything's going to be fine. Hopefully, it was just an accident." Well, either way, yeah, whether it was or wasn't. Along with sheriff's deputies, Coast Side Fire and Rescue were all there. The beach stretches about 4 miles long. Sandy beaches on the San Mateo coast.
Sandy beaches.
Gentle dunes, cool marine weather, peaceful ocean views.
Occasional vehicles running over you.
Yeah, fishing opportunities in this quiet, open setting. Either way, she got run over.
I went out there to do a sales pitch at the end. This beautiful, serene beach. Yeah, she was run over by a truck. But in the meantime, serene. Your chance.
Do you know anybody who's been run over in any part of that? I've had my foot run over by a vehicle.
Trying to think. Other than you then, no. I don't know anyone's been run over.
Not by a car or a truck. I was fine. The car ran right over the top of my foot. I was absolutely fine.
How old are
you? Oh, 21, 22.
Who drove over you?
To be honest with you.
This is a fight.
No, it wasn't. It was a situation
where
my emergency brake did not hold.
Okay.
I was parked on a hill. I had turned my tires toward the curb.
Correct.
But the car still jumped the curb. So when I was behind the car, all right, I tried to run around to the front, and the back left tire ran over my foot. The car wheel did get stuck on the curb.
Okay.
All right, which stopped the vehicle. But I did run over myself because my e-brake didn't hold.
Okay, so you ran over yourself.
But it didn't hurt.
Sure.
I mean, there was no adrenaline rush. It just kind of happened real fast. I ran up, jumped into the car, started it up, and it got in a different parking space. But either way, it was like, all right, well, I ran over myself.
Hey, you're the only person I know that's been run over there.
Not the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, I know somebody that's been hit by a car, just in like a parking lot.
Yeah, I saw my buddy Willis get hit by a car. It's not funny.
That one is like legit getting hit by a car.
This car's going like 40 miles an hour, and this is kind of this blind turn. We're young, but everyone runs across the street. And this woman, she comes around this turn, Howard Street Bridge, as it were, and hits our buddy Willis. And Will, I mean, just flops up in the air. It's really not funny. But it knocked him out of his shoes. Willis hits the ground. And you don't normally say this. Willis had the advantage of being a heroin addict and happened to be high at the time. So he gets hit by the car. And we're like, oh, my God, because he's this crumpled mass in the street. And like a zombie movie, man, like he sits up, you know, limbs kind of flail around, jumps up. Where the F are my shoes? We grab his shoes. The lady that hit him, she's freaking out. We're like, hey, don't worry about it. He's going to be fine. He's high on heroin. He's not even feeling this. Whatever. We crash at my buddy's house. Anyway, the next day we wake up. Willis is in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell happened last night? And we said, Willis, you got hit by a car. He's like, no, man, seriously. Like, what happened last night? I said, Willis, you seriously got hit by a car. He's like, what? He said, we're running across the street. You were tripping. We were all drunk. Car hit you. It's like, oh, my God, why didn't you take me to the hospital? All this, like, you don't have insurance and you're high on heroin. Like nobody wanted to get involved. You're going to be fine. And he was. He was eventually.
That's a miracle.
Didn't get run over, but he definitely got hit.
Well, the things I've run over in life have been all animals.
Well, hopefully that is the case.
Well, so with my, we told the story before, with my lawnmower, I ran over a bunch of little bunnies.
You make, if you say rabbits, it's not as
bad. They were pink. They were still.
So they're still bunny.
They were fresh, man. Okay. They didn't have fur on them. And then I ran over a family of quail in eastern Washington who walked out in front of my car when I was going the speed limit. Probably just
going to speed limit.
Right, walk down in front of your car when you're going
speed limit. I didn't have time to brake, but yeah.
Noted speed limit driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Miles Montgomery.
Yeah. Speaking of running over things, Kelly Hopton Jones. She's 36 years old, stay-at-home mom of two, and she said, "What started as a normal day became the worst day of my life." Hopton Jones, she is a pediatric nurse practitioner, said she was planning to drive her daughter to grab donuts before a dance performance. Her husband, Brian, and their 23-month-old son, Henry, were supposed to stay home and meet up with him later, and were waving goodbye. In a matter of seconds, our son was run over by a car that I was driving.
Still waving.
The parents left their daughter, Lily, with the neighbors and rushed Henry to the hospital, where they learned he had fractures to his pelvis, some abrasion. X-rays of his legs, chest, and neck are all normal. CT scans showed no injury to organs or his spinal cord. What stays with me is a doctor saying he is hurt, but this is something that he can recover from. A true miracle. Now, her hillside farmhouse.
Wait, say that again.
What?
The dad's leaving.
She's leaving with her daughter to get donuts. The dad and her son are going to meet them later. So as she's saying, and I believe they're both out in the driveway, or at least the kid is, waving bye, as little kids do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then she ran his ass over.
Now, it was the mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the mom ran over her son.
Now, she is a content creator on Instagram. All right.
Oh.
She has 65,000 followers at her hillside farmhouse. She wrote that her family is in shock.
What up, gang? I'm going to run over my kid today.
But she said she believes they're on the lucky side of a very tragic
What's
accident.
Up, fam? I'm going to mow my kid down in the driveway.
Yeah. Hey, chat. Should I run over my own kid?
Live stream this.
But believe it or not, part of her Instagram story, and the reason that she has so many followers is because she talks about her positive parenting skills.
Yeah, that's the irony.
All these things that she does, and people follow her and take her advice on a number of things that involve her children and the betterment of her children.
And then she ran his ass over.
Yeah, with her vehicle.
Just
saying. That just seems tough.
Yeah.
To run over your own kid and your
Absolutely.
So, our question, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
I would take parenting advice from her.
That was my fault. Like, man, you were doing well up until that point. Hello, Magnum. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Cachola.
Hola.
Yeah. So, the story starts out, and we were at a Christmas party 20 years ago or so, and I was headed home. And there was it was about 1 o'clock at night. There was a bus. It was a five lane road down here in Tacoma, two north, two south in the turn lane. And there's a bus ahead of me. So I passed it to go around it because it was going slow and stopping. So I went around it, got back into the same lane that the bus was in. And I had it at the time. It was a an 04 Ford. It was a leveling kit. It wasn't jacked up quite high enough. And we were heading home. It was dark out. And I saw this black blob laying in the left, in the right lane, but in the left tire groove.
All right.
And I said, oh, looks like a garbage bag. So I stopped, or I hit my brakes and swerved as best I could. I hit the guy. Oh. And I said, oh, my God, was that a garbage bag? My wife turns around and goes, well, unless it's standing up. It's like, oh, no. I just ran a guy over. And so go back there, call 911. I looked at the guy, and I could see his abdomen. I could see my tire tracks in his abdomen. It bruised with the tire tracks that I had on my truck at the time.
But his gut was intact, right?
Yeah. This is the weirdest part. The police show up. I had a friend that was a cop, so I called him because it was his party. I said, hey, man, what should I do? He's joking, says, run. Like, no, I'm not running. So the police show up. Another friend that was on duty, he came over and talked to me. He goes, I got to recuse myself, so State Patrol is going to handle this. So they handled it. They got down and looked and did all the calculations, and they said, yeah, there's nothing you could do. I mean, it was dark out. I was traveling 40 miles an hour. And what happened was is he had gotten over-served, I believe, from the tavern that was right like 100 yards from where he'd passed out and fell asleep in the middle of the road.
Damn. Mm. Was he okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he lived. So here's the other weird part is my brother is a fireman for Pierce County down there. He was at the time, retired. He took the guy in the, or took him to the, in the aid car to the Good Sam down here in Tacoma or Puyallup. And the guy got up, walked out. They released him before they finished their paperwork.
Wow.
Damn. See, again.
Yeah, I hit him at 40 miles an hour.
Maybe it was because it was so fast. You know what I mean? That, I don't know, the front tire lifted up a little bit, and maybe he didn't get his bad with the back one.
Well, I was going to drive my Honda Odyssey that night, and if I had hit him with that, I would have scraped his body up and down
That's
the road.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah, you'd have dragged him.
Was ahead of me, that bus would have drug him too. So the cops looked underneath my truck and they could see like dirt marks removed from underneath where I ran him over.
Did you ever meet this guy after that? Did you ever talk to him?
No. Because okay. I asked the police, I said, is this guy to come back and try to sue me? He goes, no, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to write him a jaywalking ticket.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, that'll, one walk?
That'll keep you safe.
Is it Jay sleeping?
Jay napping.
What did you sit on, step on, drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Stick around on TV Time with Ted. Coming up at 5:20, NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us.
Whew,
on the
program, yeah.
Which is kind of a big deal.
Kind of, yeah.
In the meantime, our question, what did you sit on, step on, or in this case, drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing today?
Hola.
Doing great, man.
Right on. So, calling I was about 6-7 years old, maybe. Had one of those old, swing sets in the backyard, just single swing. Went out to swing on it, and I remember specifically, it was a while ago, but I remember thinking to myself, oh, before I sit down, I'd better check the seat, because I don't want to sit on a beat or nothing. Check the seat, all good. As soon as I sat down, I get a nice big pinch in my butt, and that was the first time I ever got stung by a bee.
Oh, on the ass.
So wait, you looked for bees, did not see a bee, sat down, and got stung by a bee anyway.
That is correct.
And how old were you?
Probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, all right.
Did you break into tears, all that nonsense?
Yeah, I think so. I think I cried, ran to mommy.
Oh, man, they still hurt to this day. You get stung by a bee, you're like, damn it. But I'll tell you what. I've told the story before. I think it was Lake 22. Did the hike came back down? They have the outdoor state forestry service toilets.
Yeah,
which is basically just a hole in the ground, like the story we have coming up about somebody who fell in one.
Right.
I just sat down because I really had to go number two, and just did not realize how bad my boys and my cheeks were getting lit up by mosquitoes.
Did you not feel them at the time?
No. And I'm talking, I mean, 7 or 8 bites. And they all itched. They all swelled up. I mean, and on the way home, I started getting like this weird burning sensation on my butt. It's a pretty good drive. Get back and forth. I'm driving. I'm like, what? Why did it, like, did I sit on, did they clean the seat with bleach or?
Right.
You know, I'm trying to think of all this stuff and get home, pull my pants down. I'm like, I just got lit up, man. And it itched for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather just take one bead.
Even bomb. On your testicles, man.
Oh, yeah. Anything, everything
you
was hanging down there.
You didn't feel them biting, dude?
No.
But keep in mind, mosquito, you're not supposed to feel them biting. If they do their job right, you're not aware that they're doing it.
My experience, they don't very often.
No, you don't feel them.
Well, and it's hot, too. You're already gross in
there.
You're
sweating.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Everything about you is attractive to a mosquito at that point. You're just dangling.
I'm saying, in Miles' defense, like, you're just trying to poop and get the hell out of it.
Right.
If you got to poop by the way, that's one of those toilets, that's an emergency.
Right. Situation. It's also an away game and a really awkward. So I was there for a little bit longer than not. You know what I mean? I mean, it took longer than normal, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because it's in a stinky outhouse, man.
Right.
It's hot. It's sweaty. I'm sweating. You know, like, it just. I wanted it to be done quicker, but it was one of those that just took a little more time.
So. Right.
But I didn't think twice about it.
Of course.
I didn't get it on my boys or my butt, but I definitely got mosquito bites in one of those toilets at Mount Rainier.
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, that's one of those poos. You just got to get out.
Obviously, if you choose to use an outhouse, like, brother's got to go.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-RON.
Also, there's no way, like, those toilets just have to be that way.
Sure.
But I was out at... What's the beach out by Ocean Shores? La Push?
Maybe, yeah.
Or, yeah. Or there's one that sounds like a fancy California town. It's not. It's cold. But I was out there in December. And even in December, having to poop in one of those toilets was still somehow just gross.
Yes.
Like, there's no stench because it's freezing. But it
Which
was still
is good.
Just terrible.
Yeah. You know where you are. Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
Blackjack and hookers, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
Friday. Hell yeah. So I actually did not, this story, I did not, was not the one that drove over something. I was the one that got drove over. So I got hit by a truck last summer in a parking lot.
Last summer?
Yeah.
So
yep.
What was the parking lot?
Yeah, give us a little more.
So I was at a music festival at the beach in my hometown and walking through the parking lot to go use the restroom before my brother's set came on and just minding my own business. Tons of people there, so not the guy's fault necessarily, but just smoking a cigarette, minding my own business, and a truck just backed over me.
And it backed into you?
Yeah.
Did it knock you down and keep going?
He didn't keep going. He knocked me down because a bunch of people were like, oh my God. And I think I normally would have been fine, but it was a punk rock show, so I was like, all jazzed out, wearing like 6-inch platform combat boots and all that jazz.
Okay.
How much damage did it do to you?
So I stumbled backwards, and what I thought was that I just rolled my ankle really bad. So I talked to the guy, whatever, kept going, went to the show and everything. And I'm like, man, this is starting to swell really bad. I'm like, I must have rolled it really bad. Maybe it's dislocated. I don't know. And, after the show was over, I'm like, oh, let's go to the bar. I need a drink because this is starting to hurt really bad. Took the boots off, put my Vans on.
I like your philosophy. Hey, this is really starting to hurt bad, so let's go to the bar.
Well, your boots probably helped compress some of the swelling.
Probably, but it was like starting to get real tight. So I'm like, I'm just going to put my Vans on. We'll go down to the bar, get a couple drinks. I'll go home, sleep it off. It'll be fine. So the next morning, we go to the bar, and at this point I'm having a lot of trouble walking, and I'm like, walk into the bar, and the bartender's like, yeah, I can't serve you. And I'm like, no, man, I've had like 2 drinks before I got here. I'm not drunk. I swear to God. And she's like, yeah, okay.
I got hit by a truck. I'm not drunk.
I go outside to smoke a cigarette and I come back in. And when I was coming up the steps to go back into the bar, I fell into the pool table because it hurt so bad. And she's like, nah, she's got to go. So my friend takes me home because I couldn't drive at this point because it's my right leg. And I sleep it off, which I think I'm sleeping it off. So I get up the next morning out of my bed, go to stand up, and I felt like a sack of potatoes. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is not good. I'm like, I think I need to take myself to the hospital. This must be dislocated. So, like, army crawl to my car, trying to put, like, pressure on the accelerator and stuff to leave. Nah, that was not working. No way. So I called my mom because she had my kids. And I'm like, hey, I think I need a ride to the hospital. So she comes and gets me. And I'm like, this better not be what I think it is now at this point. So we get to the hospital, x-rays. Turns out my fibula was broken straight through.
Oh, wow.
That's a big bone.
Damn,
man.
That's crazy.
It sucks. It sucks. So man, I'm a proud owner of a titanium plate and 9 screws now.
What about, how does it feel now? Because you got all the screws and all the rest of that. I mean, when the weather changes, does that affect your leg or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. I still have, like, weird nerve pains on the top of my foot and stuff from surgery. And let me tell you, trying to take care... So I was unable to walk or drive for 12 weeks. Let me tell you, trying to take care of, at the time, 8-year-old twins.
Oh.
When you can't walk or drive, it's something else.
Yeah, I bet it is.
How mean were you at that point? I said shut up!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, Steve, did you read that report about the big trucks these days? Okay, so maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it was in like a grocery store parking lot or maybe a gym, but a woman basically drove her truck up a Ferrari in a parking lot that she couldn't see.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's like outside a mall.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then there was a study that said pedestrian fatalities, injuries, and all that stuff. The majority of them come from these newer big trucks.
Because they're so big.
Because
right?
they're so big, they're so tall. And, you know, typically when you hit someone with a car that's not that high lifted, there's a chance that a pedestrian could go over the top.
Right.
You know, and not be smacked dead on.
Correct.
Like, you know, with a wall. Instead, you have a chance to maybe go over the top of the vehicle.
As opposed to just getting smashed to the ground.
Exactly. And the visibility is not good, so you can't see necessarily everything in front of you at that close angle.
Right.
So they're saying that is, they're trying to figure out a way to maybe install these cars, these trucks, with front-end cameras. Not dash cameras, but front-end cameras, so they can get a better view of what's going on in front of them when they're driving. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, some of them sometimes. Like, I don't know. Like, I fathom if you're going out, like, rock climbing, or you're driving through mud puddles.
Yeah.
Not mud puddles. Mud holes.
You're mudding. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes in the city, I'm just like, that can't be, like, why do you need that giant truck?
Well, I realize there's a lot of people who do construction who come in from out of town to do contracts.
That's fair. I'm talking about, like, the lift. Like
your neighbor in the city who's got this
right, like, that lady that ran over that, like, sports car. Like, she just couldn't
no,
see.
No, she didn't. I mean, she ran, I'm talking, like, her front wheels were up near, near the dashboard of the car.
Right.
You know, the Ferrari's so low, or Lambo, or whatever the hell it is. I mean, she basically just drove up on it, like she was going up a hill.
Yeah.
Like, oops.
Yeah, then she gets out and is like, oh, my God.
I did do it in a giant...
I can't believe I drove over this car.
I did it in a giant passenger van once I was driving.
What'd you drive over?
Just same thing, kind of like that. Like, there was a smaller car behind me. And I was, you know, I was 19 working at basketball camp. And I was backing it up. And I'm like, what is that? That's weird. And I pulled up and I realized I had kind of got on the front of this car's hood.
Okay.
Yeah. Not bad.
Did you leave a note?
No.
You just took off.
Yeah, that was coaches. It was like the camp's van. I wasn't good. I wasn't going down for that.
No, of course not. Hell no.
It was the day all the kids were leaving.
I'm not taking responsibility.
No.
God, no. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah. I get hell for stealing a grape.
You're in your 50s. I was 19.
Yeah. They have a deal on grapes right now, so I had a couple the other day.
Eat two more free?
No, they're having a sale, so I figured it'd be okay if I took a couple.
Well, these are on sale, man.
Well, I mean, like, they're not that valuable now.
I pray to God one day somebody just...
Montgomery!
I know the produce manager. He's not going to call me out.
Does he know you're eating his grapes?
I don't know if he does yet or not. I don't know if he listens to the show. I'm only waiting for the cotton candy ones.
Do you buy those or are you just going to eat them when you
grow? I just have a couple of them.
Okay. I can't wait for
them. No, because I really want the grapes. Because I can't believe they taste like cotton candy.
They do.
It just blows my mind. So I had to...
So that's your excuse.
Let me make sure that this is still really true.
But like the QFC I go to, right? Like, like they have a little bakery section.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Top Pots in there. And would I just open that? Just like, I'm just going to break off a little half donut here.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, make sure the donut tastes like a donut.
But if they had like a... I'm not... Look, I think they want you to kind of...
I don't think they do.
To try it.
I don't think they do. Because when they do a thing called samples. Like, they will have an old lady holding a tray saying, hey, come here. We would like you to try this. I don't think the food is just kind of like a...
I'm cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. and interactive.
Didn't you used to take like banana chips and stuff from the bulk item bins?
Yeah, when I was nine.
Right, yeah, we'll see.
Yes, he was a child.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, I know the produce guy in the evenings. I like him.
Yeah.
Ask him if it's a big deal.
I you know what? I will. We chat every time. We've been chatting a lot of soccer. I'm going to go, hey, man.
If I come in here.
It just steals a couple
grapes. Gray Cloud on YouTube. Yes, cotton candy grapes. They exist. Try one. Just take one out of the bag and try it at the
grocery store. Oh, yeah, honest to God, dude. They taste like cotton candy.
It's amazing.
But buy them. Don't steal them.
Right, Miles. If you want to steal them, don't advise them.
I'm tasting them. Well, I understand that. But I believe they call that theft.
No. I didn't have sex with your girlfriend. I was testing her out.
That's in her vagina.
I wouldn't even if they had donut holes in the case, I wouldn't take one of those.
I might take one of those.
Did you take one of those?
No.
Okay, but
you wouldn't take a donut hole.
I mean, according to Grape Guy, it's closer to the size of a grape.
I might take a donut hole. But I feel like that's different. Like, how can I resist that, you know?
Well, the bags are open with the grapes in them. They're not even sealed. They're like, here, take me. It's the same thing with a cherry tomato.
Yes.
It's not wrapped.
Look at all those mushrooms. I mean, they're just sitting there in a basket.
Yeah, just try grab them. What, just to make sure you want to eat them. What did you step on, sit on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Doc. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, my friend and I, we were driving from Gulfport, Mississippi to White Sands, New Mexico because we were changing duty stations. It was my turn to drive, and it was late at night and driving on a highway going to White Sands in New Mexico.
Is that 10 the whole way?
Pardon me?
Is that 10 the whole way?
Yes.
Okay.
So what ended up happening was is that it looked like somebody took thousands of bottles and threw them on the ground. So when I was driving, I hit it, and the front tire started giving out. So I slammed on the brakes, pulled off to the side, and I stepped outside to see what was going on. As soon as I stepped outside and I looked in the headlights, there were thousands of tarantulas on the ground.
No thanks.
So I hopped back into the car real quick, closed the door since I left it open, and I progressed really slow. Well, I noticed that there was a tarantula crawling up my friend's leg.
Nope.
So I did the only thing I thought if I could do.
Opened his door, pushed his ass out.
Exactly.
I swung as hard as I could, and I missed the tarantula and hit his boys.
Oh.
He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. His head came straight forward. He hit the dashboard, cracked the dash, and knocked himself out.
While having a tarantula on him, after you knocked him in the jimmy.
Don't know where the tarantula went. All I know is that we made to White Sands. As soon as we got on base, I hopped out of the car. My buddy finally came to, and he was complaining that his head was hurting. The next day, he goes out there to look at his car, and he's like, what the hell happened? Because there's crap all over the side of his car. His dashboard's cracked, and the first thing he says is, my boys are killing me. What the hell happened?
So he didn't know any of this had happened?
Nope, he didn't know.
Did you keep driving with a tarantula in the vehicle?
Yes, I did.
See, that would be my first.
I would have a very difficult time doing that.
No, I would pull over to an exit red stop something and say, like, hey, wake my buddy up. We got to find this thing before we keep going.
I'm going to pull my buddy up, and I'm going to light his car.
I'm not having this thing curl up my shoulder.
That is what would have happened. I mean, we talked to a woman years ago. She went to visit a friend somewhere in the Caribbean.
Mexico.
And was it Mexico?
Mexico, yeah.
And I think it was all. Anyway, it's hurricane season. And what we didn't know, we learned this from her, was that when a hurricane's coming, all the local tarantulas get together, form this one mass, and go for higher ground. All right, so she's in the cab, I believe it was, and she realizes, like, the cab's driving over top of all these tarantulas. And apparently her friend's house was on top of a bit of a hill, so kind of like a steep driveway, but she's, and there's literally tarantulas everywhere. So calls her friend to say, like, I'm down the driveway from your house, but, like, I can't get those tarantulas everywhere. And the friend's just like, look, dude, a hurricane's coming. You've just got to walk over top of the tarantulas. So we're like, well, what did you do? She's like, I walked over top of the tarantulas. I'm like,
Pulling luggage.
It was horrible. She said it's like the worst thing she's ever had to do in her life. Right. That's right. Rolling her suitcases up.
Yeah. Rolling the suitcases would bug me. Stomping those bastards would be fun.
Yeah, but they're everywhere.
I know.
It's one thing if there's one or two and you stomp. I mean, like, she said the entire ground is made of tarantula. I'm like, I would still be in that cab.
My issue that I worry about is driving on the highway and there might be a snake in my car.
Why would there be a snake in your car?
Don't know. But
that
it's just random. The way you guys feel about spiders, the way I feel about snakes. Like, I would just have to stop and get out of the car.
Mm-hmm. I didn't step on a snake, but it went through my legs when I was peeing.
Yeah, that's good.
That freaked me out.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have played that course again.
I'm going there in a couple weeks.
Oh, is that the one you're going to?
Yeah, exactly. Same exact one. Our question, now, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, Maryland guys, Washington, National Harbor. I was in Washington, D.C. I was taking the on-ramp over to Franconia. And my car was low, and this Canadian goose was crossing the off-ramp. And I hit him. I hit him with my low car, and it tumbled 1, 2, 3, 4, head over heels. And I just watched it. It was late at night, and there it goes. I watched it tumble, and it just kept waddling away.
That was fine. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I've never hit an animal before in my life. Nothing went over heads over heels, and I couldn't believe it.
They are a very thick and dense
animal.
Did you
run over it, or did it go over the top of your car?
I think I pushed it. I pushed it forward, and it kind of did its thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
It did its goose thing.
That is weird. I just thought for sure the goose would be dead like now.
Did its goose thing.
I mean, there's enough of them.
Trying to think of a nice way. If you're going to hit an animal, a Canadian goose does not necessarily get my sympathy. Maybe that's
ducks
the best way to put it. Ducks, yeah.
Canadian geese
are bastards because they're bastards. Like, ducks are cool. They're fine.
Well, they're not really. I mean, I walk by them all the time on South Lake Union. They don't mess with anybody.
With the geese?
Yeah, even if they have babies. They just kind of do their own thing. I mean, they don't. They're not in attack mode.
Look, man, like I said, me and Meg were basically assaulted by geese in Portland. I'm just like,
they're
bastards.
You ran down to the middle of them. They didn't assault you.
We didn't run to the middle, and we slowly approached them. They turned around, and basically they charged us.
Yeah.
And we ran our asses off being chased by geese.
Well, I almost got attacked by a duck once. But same thing. Like, I snuck up on the duck in the family, and then the mom duck tried to attack me.
Why did you sneak up on the duck family?
Because they were in the lake that I was in, so I put a ring around my head and then just crawled along the water.
That doesn't answer Miles' question.
Yeah.
Why? You know, in retrospect, don't know.
Okay.
I guess I wanted to get a closer view of the ducks.
Know. Okay. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.